Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We appreciate all the great stuff that you're doing for the community, that's for sure. This program is sponsored in part by the United Steelworkers of America and the International Brotherhood of Teamsters, and we appreciate their support. Special shout out to our friends with AppletreeMediaWorks.com. We appreciate all the great stuff that you're doing, and thanks for the great work. You know, folks, we as trade unionists, we buy union as often as we possibly can. It's not always possible. Sometimes it's simply not easy. And if you're like me, you're standing in the grocery store saying, now, which brand was it of this, spaghetti sauce that's union or not union? Well, I have a little cheat sheet. And I'm gonna tell you about that, but I have an app on my phone. It's from Labor 411. I go right to their website and I start punching in stuff, and oftentimes it bails me out. But to talk about buying American and some other really cool things, buying blue, we've got Sherry Sanders with Labor 411. Sherry, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Charles. Delighted to be here.
Always a pleasure. I appreciate it. Sherry, you do a directory online and in print for a number of different cities, including D.C., and you just introduced or in production for one for Philadelphia of local union-made socially responsible products that people can buy every day.
Absolutely. You know, Charles, we've been around for 9 years now. Isn't that amazing?
It is.
But Philly's our latest city, and we're very excited. We might have a new announcement about another big city coming online in the next couple of weeks. So we've been really busy here at Labor 411.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's summertime. We got lots of fun events and lots of fun ways. You know, in addition to a directory, you know, I think some of the magic of what we do is really helping make it easy for people to do the right thing. So we have lists, we have blogs, we have lots of things going on, so lots of events so that people can actually participate and figure out really easy ways to do the right thing and have an ethical barbecue, have an ethical beer. It's lots of fun ways that we can all drink our way to a stronger America and eat our way to a stronger America.
Absolutely. You know, our friends, and I say this kind of facetiously, but our friends in small business all across the United States have really kind of gotten this theory nailed, and they've got a pretty strong program. You know, we have all heard that Buy Local Saturday, you know, and we've got businesses all across the country they're encouraging you not to go to the big chain store, but to go to the mom and pop in your community and buy there. And if, you know, the theory is if they get you in the door, they can keep you. This is kind of like on a national level with union-made products and socially responsible products. What kind of feedback are you getting from not the consumers, but from the vendors themselves?
Well, everybody really appreciates what we're doing. One of the fun events that we just had was a beer and whiskey tasting in Washington, D.C. as a way to bring out our new D.C. directory. So we've been working very closely with Jack Daniel's. Jack Daniel's, actually, all their casks are all made by UAW, proud UAW members, lots of good Teamster jobs created driving that stuff around. So they're just delighted to be working with us on these kind of fun events where we really can roll it out. And then when you're talking about some of the smaller local businesses, there's no question where this is kind of the same feeling that we're trying to tap into around the country. We know millennials are really care about where they're spending their dollars. They want to be doing it around either local and creating good jobs in their community. So we're really trying to tap into that. Even with some of these larger companies, they do have workers in the community. So this is one way that they can actually figure out a way that they can use their dollars to help create good jobs in their local communities and make their communities stronger.
Yeah, absolutely. April 11th was declared Ethical Consumer Day in the city of Los Angeles. How was that received?
That was great. We had a very, very fun event, yet another one of our fun events. So we said that you can, another delicious way that you can help create good jobs. Langer's is an institution here in Los Angeles, and they're great union employers. So it's a well-known deli and has the best pastrami, some would even say, in the country.
And they ship it.
And they do ship it. So so we went to Langer's and we had a press conference, and we gave them a plaque for being ethical consumers. And you know, they've had employees who have worked for them for 40 some years, and
right.
It's really a family. And that's really, to me, the best of unionism, is when you have good jobs in the community, and it's delicious food. So these are the kind of things that most people just don't realize. You know, let's say going to a baseball game, people don't even think about the fact that so many of the teams are union. All of the vendors there, all of the concessions are all union. So these are all creating hundreds and thousands of good jobs. So this is all the ways that we can support good jobs every day.
Yeah, absolutely. I would be remiss if I didn't let everybody know that June is National Candy Month.
There you go. And only followed by National Bourbon. I think we had National Bourbon Day was on the June 14th. And just in time for Father's Day coming up this weekend. So that's something else that you can either buy candy or bourbon or both for Dad and know that you're doing the right thing.
Or chocolate-filled, but yeah, that'll get me in trouble.
Chocolate-filled
right?
Bourbon,
there you go. So
let's not forget See's Candy and Ghirardelli's, and even some of the Hershey's and Russell Stover's are all good stuff.
Right. A lot of jobs in food manufacturing here in the United States, and unfortunately, you know, our brothers and sisters with the United Food and Commercial Workers, and more importantly, the Bakers Union, are in a dogfight right now with Nabisco, or Mondelez, the new company name, over Oreo cookies being shipped overseas.
You know, and this is a perfect example of where consumers can start to make a difference. And this is all the work that we have to do. And this is where I want the goal is for Buy Blue and other of our campaigns to go in this exact direction. And as long as people will refuse to buy cookies that are made in Mexico and insist that we're only going to buy the American-made, they still are making several factories. Oreo factories that are here in the United States. So if we insist on that rather than the Mexican-made brands, that the consumer, I think the consumer buying power can start to turn that argument around. And I think that that's really helpful for people. If we can bring tens of thousands of dollars worth of consumer buying power to the fight, then I believe that Mondelez will listen.
I agree. Sherry, talk to us about your Consumerista blog. What's that all about?
So we're starting this new series, you know, as part of the Buy Blue campaign, and how do we appeal to either a younger demographic or people who are new to the labor movement, and even to our progressive partners. You know, I think there's a certain element of us just talking to ourselves all the time, and I think we really need to broaden our message out to new people and people who really are receptive to this. So we're going to be doing that through our Consumerista series, and that's going to be, you know, the ethical shopper and how can you, you know, just beauty routines, grilling. You know, how can you do having good side dishes for 4th of July, or what can you throw on the grill? And it's, again, going to be just somebody talking about all the good ways that you can be ethical every day, every event, every dinner, every time you go to the grocery store. So it's just a new, fresh way to be getting our message out there.
Absolutely. You wrote a piece for Huffington Post. What's that about?
We did a piece. It's actually interesting. So one of the things that we found is with this resist movement that the more and more manufacturers are getting involved in the merchandise around the resist. So that, you know, that's wonderful that the progressives are able to have a voice in all this. What we're finding, though, is that some of these people are doing it non-union and not even American-made. So it's sort of the scandal that we had with the Trump Make America Great Again and all his merchandise. So it's one of the things that we're really insisting, if we're going to be progressives, we really need to be and raising, you know, and spending tens of millions of dollars on this resist merchandise. It really does help create good jobs and is consistent with our message. So that's what we're asking, is them to, we want the resist merchandise people to come to the table and negotiate and do it in good faith. But again, this is all part of our educational work. People just don't even realize it. There's nothing worse than buying some resist merchandise and finding out it was made in China.
Yeah, there you go. Sherry, how do we find out more about you guys?
www.laborforonelife.org or buyblueforamerica.org.
There you go. Sherry, do me a favor. Stay on the line. I've got a couple quick questions for you, but I got to go to break, so I'll get a chance to ask you those questions, and we'll talk some more. But in the meantime,
well, thanks so much.
Thank you so much,
and happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. Make it union.
There you go. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborist Talk Radio.